Hello and welcome to the Box Score Breakdown. I am your host, William Harris, aka William is Bill. And we are back with you guys today for another great episode of the Box Score Breakdown. We are going to be recapping Wednesday's 7-game slate. We had a great day of basketball. Some guys were in, some guys were out. We had some guys with career highs tonight, unexpectedly. So we're just going to get straight to it like it's nothing to it. All right, first game, the Toronto Raptors defeated the Indiana Pacers 115-101. The Raptors are 25-17. The Pacers are 9-32. So this outcome was expected. Brandon Ingram went off for 30 points, had 7 boards, 4 assists, and a steal, 12-23 from the field. And this is how we want Brandon Ingram to play every night. He can't do it every night, though. You know, a few years ago, he was more consistent, but throughout his injuries, the player he is now, he does this like once every 3 or 4 games. So we can get a consistent Brandon Ingram between 20 and 28 points per game every night, we'll be happy, but very happy with this 30-point performance. We just hope he won't come back next game and have 16. That's kind of how it's been going for him so far. Same for Scotty Barnes. Scotty Barnes had 26-13 with 2 steals and a block, 10-16 from the field. He can do this every game as well. It's like this team is still trying to mesh. This is his first season playing with Brandon Ingram. I'm sure there's a lot of, it's my turn, it's your turn, I don't want to step on your toes. So once they get that figured out and they could be more consistently great, which these two players are great, and I think Scotty has a chance to be sensational, phenomenal. You know, we're going to see how it goes. But they won this one, and the starting lineup with Colin Murray-Boyle seems to be working for now, at least while Jakob Poeltl is out. Colin Murray-Boyle, CMB, had 10 points, 10 boards, 3 assists, and a block. Very solid game. You can't ask for much more than him as far as having a solid performance. Of course, we want the tremendous performance that he's had 2 or 3 times thus far, but this is more what you should expect from CMB. Jamal Shedd started because Quickly was out. He has 7 points, 6 assists, a steal, 3 boards. Jamison Battle started because RJ Barrett was out. Battle didn't do much at all. I'm not even going to mention his lineup. There wasn't anything worth mentioning. What was worth mentioning is Grady Dick. Last time we talked about the Raptors, he was the 9th man off the bench. You know, 9th man as far as minute totals played. Tonight, he was 5th in minutes. He had played 30 minutes, had 21 points, 11 boards, 3 assists, 9-15 from the field. The only thing he didn't do tremendously was shoot threes. He went 1-5 from 3. Everything else was great for Grady Dick. And like I told you last game, it was no fault of his own that he was not playing. They were just throwing other guys in the lineup. AJ Lawson, Elijah Martin, Oche Agbaji. They played Garrett Temple before they play Grady Dick, played Jamison Battle. So finally, they gave my man Grady Dick 30 minutes and he showed what he can do. And he can do even more than this because one of the things he's best at is shooting threes. So we'll see if this allows the Raptors to trust him a little more. Of course, when Quickly and Barrett come back, those minutes won't be there. But he should be playing over Jamison Battle, Elijah Martin, AJ Lawson, Oche Agbaji. So hopefully this will be something you can keep your eye out on, that he should continue to get opportunities. So he's trending up the rest of the season. Oche Agbaji, as I just mentioned, did have 10 points and 2 blocks. But they are trying to move him, so don't worry about that. For the Pacers, Siakam had 26-10 with 4 assists. He's just going to do that every night. And like I mentioned with Ingram and Scotty, Siakam does it every night. So they got to get to that level. J-Hub started again 7-4 with 3 blocks. That's what he does. He's going to block shots and shoot threes. Didn't make any threes tonight, but he had 3 blocks. You can always use that. Nembhard, 14-6 assists with a block. Nesmith, 6-5 with 2 assists, a steal and a block, 4 turnovers. Johnny Furphy started. Finally, Johnny Furphy has arrived. He's been starting the last few games. He finally got double digits in points, 10. But he also surprisingly got 10 rebounds. 10 and 10, double-double for Johnny Furphy with 2 blocks, ladies and gentlemen, and 2 assists. So he is trending up. It's a very slow climb. If you held on to Johnny Furphy from day one of the season, I don't even know what to say about that. I did, and I feel like I'm the only one because it's been a struggle, but he's finally paying off. Jairus Walker off the bench with 11 points, 2 assists. TJ McConnell, 8-6 with 2 steals. And Quentin Jackson with 14 points, 5 boards, and a steal. Cam Jones even got a minute tonight, so that's good to see. All right, next game, the Cavs defeated the Sixers in a blowout. I saw a little bit of this game. Saw Joel hit a 3. But Jared Allen, 10 points, 5 boards, no blocks, no real rebounds, 5 rebounds and no blocks, and somehow they won. But we really are waiting for Jared Allen to step up, still not doing it. Evan Mobley, however, 17-13 with 6 assists, 1 steal, and 4 blocks. I guess Mobley took all the blocks. So you love to see that, but share the load, Evan Mobley. Donovan Mitchell with 35-7-9 and a steal, tremendous game, perfect free throws, 50% from the field. You got to love it. Darius Garland, 20 points, 7 assists, 3 boards, 1 steal, 4 turnovers. Not as good as last game, but you love to see DG with 20 points and 7 assists. Jalen Tyson, 12-5 with 3 assists and a steal. Off the bench, DeAndre Hunter, he talked about today how he wants to get traded. That could be rumors, but that was the word of the day. DeAndre Hunter wants out, and you can't really blame him. The minutes haven't been there. He's coming off the bench. They aren't winning like they thought they would, so it's no surprise. But DeAndre Hunter also has to play better. He's had a lot of bad games as well. But tonight, 17-4-4, that's what we want to see from DeAndre every night, and things will be looking up. Lonzo Ball, 9-4-4, solid. Everyone played for the Cavs. For the Sixers, Paul George, 17-4-4 with the steal. Dominic Barlow started but did nothing. He may have gotten hurt because he only played 8 minutes. Embiid, 24-6 turnovers with the steal and the block. 50% from the field, 4 boards. We want to see more rebounds, but he kind of stays out there near the perimeter more than getting dirty in the paint at this point. Tyrese Maxey, down game for him. 14 points, 4 assists, and 2 blocks. We're used to Maxey getting high 26-34 type point range. BJ Eshkum didn't do it as well. 9 points, 3-10 from the field, 2 steals, a block, not much else. Off the bench, all players in single figures. I'll mention Andre Drummond because he has 7-9, but no one else really did anything that stood out. Jabari Walker had 2 steals. Just a bad game for the Sixers all around. Next game, we had the Bulls defeated the Utah Jazz 128-126. For the Jazz, this is the game where we had a breakout performance. And we're going to get to it in a second. But Kyle Filipowski, he had a good game. Not quite a breakout game, but one of his best games in a while. 19-7 with 4 assists and 3 steals. Cody Williams got to start again. Nice all-around numbers with 6 points only, but he shot 50% from the field. So that's one of the knocks on him. They want him to shoot more, be more aggressive. He's going to grow into that, hopefully. But 6 points, 7 rebounds, really nice. 2 assists, and more importantly, 2 blocks. The only blocks on the whole team, all to Cody Williams. So that was nice. Keontae George, 25 points, 3 boards, 7 assists, 1 steal, continuing his all-star season. Isaiah Collier got the start tonight, had 8-4-1 steal. Ace Bailey's got the start tonight, 10 points, 3-3. No other counting stats, but good to see him starting and playing 31 minutes. Off the bench, now we got to talk about the star of the night, Bryce Sensabaugh. When I saw he had, listen to this, 43 points. Yes, Bryce Sensabaugh, 43 points, not 43 minutes. He played 34 minutes, 43 points, 15 for 22 from the field, 50% from 3-point range, 5 out of 10, 100% from the free throw line, 5 boards, 2 assists, and 2 steals. So he didn't just shoot it well. He played all around well. And I'm telling you, if you squint at your eyes and you're looking at his game on Wednesday, he looked like Donovan Mitchell out there, just taller, a little bit more stout, barely. But, you know, that was impressive. That's the Bryce Sensabaugh I thought the Jazz were getting in the draft. And it just hasn't shown up yet. I don't think he's ever truly been given an opportunity to do this, what he did tonight. And, you know, with no Lauri Markkanen in the lineup, you know, Taylor Hendricks not really playing much. Nurkic sat out. Svi Mykhailiuk sat out with the DNP. And so that allowed Sensabaugh to take over. He didn't even start, but he played the most minutes on the team. This was a close game. It wasn't a blowout. So that is very important as well. He's had opportunities to start, but I don't think he's been given the keys to go out there and play his game. Tonight he did that, showed what he can do. I'm sure a lot of guys are going to be considering adding him. Add him, sure, but just remember, Lauri was out, Nurkic was out, Svi was out. So next game, it won't be anything close to this, but I think they will trust him to play more minutes, give him more opportunities, so he will be trending up the rest of the season. For the Bulls, let's start with Nikola Vucevic, 35 points, 7 boards, 2 blocks, 5 assists. Tremendous game. Tremendous game. There's nothing bad you can say about Vucevic's game. Perfect. Perfection. What you can say bad, though, is Matas Buzelis, 7 points, 2 boards, 2 assists, nothing else. You want to see him be more.
After the holidays, there's so much to clean up and get ready for the coming year. This leaves me exhausted and a lot of things falling off my to-do list. It's time to lock in, and Omaha Steaks delivers everything you crave to reset after the holidays. An order from them means having high-quality Omaha Steaks on hand at all times. I'm a big meat lover myself, and I always go with medium rare, but there's also plenty of poultry and other options available. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of expertise in the meat industry. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their end-of-season sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to www.omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide during their end-of-season sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. Thanks to Omaha Steaks for sponsoring us.
Aggressive, but he did only play 19 minutes. I did not see if he tweaked an ankle or anything, but we're going to have to keep an eye on that. He had to have gotten banged up to not play more minutes than this, but we will keep a check on that. Okoro had 12 points. Trey Jones, 7 and 8 assists with 4 steals. He's a waiver wire guy. If you need steals, you need assists, Trey Jones. Coby White started only 6 points, but has 7 boards, 7 assists, and a block somehow. 5 turnovers as well, but still. Patrick Williams off the bench with 13 and 5 and 3 assists. Finally had a good game. A lot of players off the bench, 5 players off the bench scored in double figures. For the Bulls, AO, 15 and 6 with 3 steals. Kevin Herter, 10. Dalen Terry, 13 and 2 blocks with 3 steals. 11, not 13. But Dalen Terry finally had a good game. And Jalen Smith, 12 points, 10 boards. So the Bulls did enough to win, even though Matas was not productive. And if you're not aware, I just want to remind you, you're listening to the Box Score Breakdown, a Sports Ethos show. And we are presented to you by FanDuel. You may be listening to us on the NBA Fantasy Today podcast. Don't worry, they will be back in a little bit. A few more hours, their show will be up. And you can listen to Doc and Brew break down the analysis even more. But if you like the Box Score Breakdown, check us out on Twitter, on X, on YouTube. We record live. I'm recording live right now, giving you the game recaps. And my name is @WilliamIsBill. support. And I appreciate you guys following me. And we're going to get straight to the next game. Let's do it. So the Pelicans defeated the Nets 116-113. The battle of terrible teams at this point. 10 wins for New Orleans, 11 for the Nets. I ain't going to even tell you the losses. It's bad. But Michael Porter Jr., 20-7. Another good game. I'm hearing the Warriors might trade for him. We will see. Noah Clowney is 6-6 with the block. Nick Claxton back in the starting lineup. 10 points, 6 boards, 2 blocks. Easing himself back in. Drake Powell with a really good game. Started again, 16-5 with 2 assists. You can't ask for much more than that from Drake Powell because to me, he has a lot of growing to do. So to be doing this now at this young age, the future is very bright for Drake Powell. Yegor Jerman, 17 points, 5 assists, a steal and a block. Great performance by Yegor. Igor to be spelled by Americans, but it's Yegor Jerman, even though we want to say Igor Demon. But good game either way. Deron Sharp, 15-9. No blocks, but 15-9. Cam Thomas, 16-5. Nolan Traor, 5 points. 2 turnovers. For the Pelicans, Zion had 25, 6, and 2 blocks with a steal. Trey Murphy, 34 points for Trey Murphy. 9 boards, 5 assists, 2 steals, and a block. I mean, I would say that's what we want to see from Trey Murphy, but that's even more than we could have imagined. That's a tremendous game by Trey Murphy. Derek Queen, unfortunately, dipped low. 4.6 boards, 4 assists, a steal, and a block. And, you know, we had on the last show a question about Derrick Queen in a group trade for SGA. That's why I said it would be hard for me to trade SGA for Derrick Queen, Michael Porter, and Alperen Sengun because Michael Porter and Derrick Queen are still unknowns. Yes, they've been great, but what happened tonight? Hopefully Derrick Queen didn't get hurt because he only played 16 minutes, but they're still a work in progress. Sadiq Bey, 12 points, 4 boards, a steal. Jeremiah Fear, 7-7 boards with 4 assists. Eves Missy, 12-12 off the bench with a block. Nice. Carlo Makovic got some minutes. Jordan Poole didn't do much, 7 points. But the Pelicans win. Next game, the Nuggets defeated the Mavs, 118-109. For the Nuggets, still no Jokic, so Aaron Gordon started 22-6 with a block. He's got his way back. He's made his way back, ladies and gentlemen. 30 minutes. We'll see if there's a minute restriction next game, but it's great to see Aaron Gordon starting and playing 30 minutes. Spencer Jones, 10-5 with 2 assists. Jamal Murray, 33 points, 5 assists. Jalen Pickett started 9-6 with 3 assists and 2 steals. And Peyton Watson, another solid performance, 18-5 and 2 assists. He's been playing tremendous. If he's on your wire somehow, you definitely got to scoop him up. Tim Hardaway with 12 and 2 steals off the bench. For the Mavs, Najee Marshall, leading scorer, 24 points, 5 boards, 3 assists. Cooper Flagg only had 6 points in 15 minutes. Hopefully he didn't get hurt. A lot of weird numbers tonight, but we will see what's going on with that. PJ, 12-6. And this game is not like it was a 50-point game. They lost by 9. Dan Gafford, 6-10. No blocks, unfortunately. Jaden Hardy, 8 points. Caleb Martin off the bench with 15 and 3 steals. Brandon Williams, backup point guard, had 20-7 with a steal and a block. Meanwhile, Ryan Nembhard, not much. 5-4. So I wish this team would stick with the point guard, stick with the starting lineup. But for now, the Mavs are going to Mavs. I do want to say D'Angelo Russell is on this team. He's the only player that did not play DNP. I would think he's going to get bought out or traded coming up soon. Next game, we had the Sacramento Kings defeat the Knicks 112-101. For the Knicks, OG had 15, 4 assists, and 2 blocks. Cat only had 13 points, but he did have 5 steals and 4 boards. That is quite the unusual game for a center, period, let alone Karl-Anthony Towns. Josh Hart, 10, 5, and 5 with the block. Mikal Bridges, 19 points, 2 steals. Jalen Brunson only played 5 minutes. He had to get hurt. There's no reason why he would be playing 5 minutes. So we'll look into that with the NBA Fantasy today. On the bench, Mitchell Robinson, 8 points, 11 boards, a steal in the block. Jordan Clarkson, 11 points, 2 steals. Miles McBride, 10, 6, and 6. Tyler Kolek, 7, 5, and 5 with a steal. And if Brunson is hurt, Kolek, Miles McBride are both adds for you to consider. For the Kings, Precious Achiuwa, 20 and 14 with 2 steals and 2 blocks. This guy just keeps hanging around. Great performance. Maxime Renaud, 10 and 4. That's about it. Russell Westbrook, 19 and 11 with 6 boards. 4 turnovers, though. DeMar DeRozan, 27 points, 6 boards, 5 assists, and a steal. Zach LaVine, 25 points, 5 boards, 3 turnovers. And you see why the Kings won, because everyone on their team pretty much ate and left no crumbs, as the kids say. Off the bench, Malik Monk, 9 points and a block. Not much else other than that. And for the final game that for some reason has been going on all night. It's almost 1 in the morning. This game is still on, but just a minute left. Let's get into it. The Clippers are up on the Wiz, 117-105. For the Wizards, Chris Middleton has 17 and 5 assists with the steal. That's the Chris Middleton we want to see. Last game was terrible. He threw that away. He's back. Keyshawn George, 23-5-4 with the steal. Alex Starr, once again, another star player, 13 minutes. Something's up with that. Did he tweak something? 4 points, 2 blocks. He had to have. Koulibaly, only 10 minutes. Questionable if he got hurt or not, because he's just not been that good this year. Trey Johnson started, 10 points and a steal. Marvin Bagley with 15 and 11. Tristan Vucevic, 10 points. Bob Carrington, 4 and 7 assists with 5 boards. So, everyone played except Anthony Gill. Great game by the Wizards, but not quite enough. For the Clippers, Kawhi Leonard had 33 and 4 steals, 4 assists, 3 boards. You don't see numbers like that every day. Brook Lopez, 11 and 4 with a block. James Harden, 22, 8 assists, 5 boards. Chris Dunn, 4 points, 3 steals. That's what he's there for, steals. Kobe Sanders, 11 points, not much else. Giannis, Conan Niederheiser. I don't know why he played so much today, but Brook Lopez only played 21. So I guess they filled that other spot with YKN. 16 points for Yannick. 5 boards, 2 assists, 2 blocks. Really good game. And I scouted him coming out of college this year. I knew he was really good center. I projected him to go in the first. But when he went to the Clippers and he was going to be third string, I was like, oh, man, it's over. The dream is over. But right now, Zubac is out. Brook Lopez is on a minutes restriction for the most part. So Yannick can make something of an opportunity here if he keeps it up. Jordan Miller, 11 points, 2 steals, 9 boards, and 5 assists. So that'll do it for the 7-game recap. Now let's go into players of the night. For the Wiz, we had Keontae George with 23 points, Kawhi, 33 and 4 steals, Scottie Barnes, 26, 7 and 13 assists, Siakam, 26 and 10, Donovan Mitchell, 35, 7 and 9, Embiid with 20, Bryce Sensabaugh, huge performance, 43 points, Vucevic, 35 and 7, Diego Jovan, 17, Trey Murphy, 34 and 9, Jamal Murray, 33. Najee Marshall, 24. Mikal Bridges, 19. And DeMar DeRozan, 27 and 6 on that precious day. All right, guys. Thank you all so much for listening to the Box Score Breakdown. I'm your host, William Harris, a.k.a. William is Bill. Presented to you by FanDuel. Great episode, ladies and gentlemen. And if you want to listen to more, check out Eat Those Fantasy NBA. Check out William Isbell. Check out Sports Ethos. And next show, I want to hear some more questions. All right, guys. No, but I appreciate you. Thank you so much, presented by FanDuel. All that good stuff. Like, subscribe. Go on the podcast page and write a review. You know, if we're helping you in any way, we're not asking for money. Use your fingers. Like, click, subscribe, add all that good stuff. Until next time, guys, I'm out of here. Peace.